Why did the school have to call you?
This could go either way, Gilly.
This could go either way because it was the twins, my five-year-old twins, Otis and Harriet. It was their first day at school ever yesterday. Very exciting times. Got them in their uniforms and everybody wanted to know. They were asking me, how was the twins' first day of school?
Because you took the day off. And for someone with an unblemished attendance record.
Yes.
We really had to go, I think it's important that you be there.
Yeah.
You still joined us for the 5:15 pre-show meeting.
So he could put his timesheet in.
But it was a big day in the household.
It was a big day in the household. And one of the people who asked how the twins' first day went was the ED nurse, the emergency department nurse, as we were sitting there on the bed. I'll tell you how we got there. Okay, so dropped them off at school. All pretty good. Otis marches in, big smile on his face, waves goodbye. Harriet, a few tears, but got into class okay. Then we go and catch up with a couple of the parents. We thought we'd just start networking, have some coffee with them. 2 hours into the first school day of the twins, we get a call from their school, and I can hear crying in the background. They say, can somebody please come to the school? And I'm like, ah, young Harriet, she hasn't settled. That's fine. We'll deal with it. However...
Daddy now, to the rescue.
Yeah. And then they go, yeah, Otis is in the sick bay. Could you please come to school? I'm like, what? I was so shocked that it was Otis, not Harriet, that I didn't even ask how he was or what the problem was. I just got in my car. I was there within 2 minutes.
Yeah. Got the smoothie takeaway.
That's yep. right.
The banana milkshake, actually, knowing Gilly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the vanilla, man.
Vanilla. Sorry. So true. Not banana. Yeah.
It was an exciting enough day. He wasn't going to change up his milkshake order as well.
And there Otis was holding a bloodied tissue to his face. His mouth was bleeding. What had happened was he was on the monkey bars, something he's very adept at. He's good on the monkey bars.
Because he's long.
He's long.
His toes would have been dragging on the tan bars. Like, really.
But in grade one, that's a high risk, high maneuver, going on the monkey bars.
I know, but he is strong as an ox. Like, you turn your back and he's just at the top of a street sign.
Good.
It's like, look, Daddy, I can touch the stop sign. Duh! Get down from there. Anyway, he slipped and he banged his face on a metal pole. So just below your nose and just above your teeth, just that kind of, just where your philtrum is.
The mustache line.
Yeah, the mustache line. And we took him home. He kept on bleeding and kept crying for a couple of hours. Once it had settled down, we lifted it up and we could see that there was a bit of trauma in there. So we thought, well, let's take him to hospital, get it checked out. The Maxfax surgeon comes in and goes, yes, looks as though he has degloved his gum. Yes, that's the term, degloved, where the gum and lip have come apart from one another.
Yeah.
And they're going to need to stitch it up under general anaesthetic.
So he's just got a hole in his mouth?
Sort of. It's hard to describe. If you'd pull your lip out from the top, your top teeth, imagine you keep doing that until it tore.
Oh,
I see.
That's essentially what's happened.
Ooh,
and then
that
they just stitch it back up together. Oh. And as a parent, your whole world just shrinks. Like, everything else peripherally just disappears. And you're just like, is he okay? Is he going to be all right? What's going to happen? And you're like, it'll be okay. Big shout out to everybody in the ED and the peds ward at John Hunter and everybody that makes that place run. They did such a good job of making him comfortable and getting him there. He'll go in for a little stitch in. He's probably in theatre right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. Under general anaesthetic to get stitched up.
So how long did he last?
2 hours at his first day, and then
jeez, 2 hours in the
later.
First 2 hours is a good day though. Like,
that's pretty good.
Not too
what
much,
is that fruit break or something?
Yeah.
So he's wolfed down his rock melon.
Yeah.
And gone onto the monkey bars, and then Dunsky.
And
all right,
boom.
I'm done.
And then we had to pull out Harriet as well because I needed to take her to the emergency department because Georgette's working.
So the Gills didn't finish day one.
Didn't finish day one.
And well, he won't go back.
He won't go back today. He's literally unconscious at the moment.
And he won't probably go back for a couple of days.
I wouldn't say so. But what a hero's welcome when he does go back.
Well, I was going to say, positive lining, like, this is a sure way to get a girlfriend in year one. He's Monkey Bar Gil.
He's Monkey Bar Gil.
He's D-Glove Gil.
Gum Gil.
Gum Gil. Gummy Gil.
Yeah, but you know, like the scars get girls things. Does that help if it's at the top of your gum?
He'll be showing everyone.
It's like when people get tattoos on the inside of their lip, but they have to fold down their lip and look really silly. He's in the same way, like, check me out.
It would be a real thing to remember to do them upside down because, you know...
Exactly.
Yeah. You have to make sure that the tattoo artist knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously, we're very concerned he's behind on his studies now.
Of course.
Day one, he's missed most of the day. Yeah. Now he's going to miss one or two more days this week.
How's he going to catch up with his arithmetic?
I'd say he won't catch up till high school, maybe.
No.
Maybe not even then.
Should he just drop out? Just go get a trade.
Old Gil drop out, eh?
Exactly.
No, we'll get a tutor
go
today.
Go learn a practical skill.
We'll get a tutor tomorrow.